Hey, yo, what up? This is Keith Murray, and you're listening to the Hip Hop Digest, where you get all the real hip hop when the culture is being sustained, exclusives all day long. Haters, be here. Suck it.
Well, why do y'all sound like y'all from New York? And I'm thinking, if you put a lot of words in your rap, you from up north. If you don't, this is what it is. If you space your words out and check kind of bounce or whatever, you from down south. And I think that's insulting as hell. You know what I mean? And so, you know, and I say, well, damn, what about Jay Electronica? He from New Orleans. So with that, Scarface from Houston. Well, Face ain't really from the south. Well, what do you know your geography, nigga? Geography, nigga. 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 Geography, nigga.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color / Lou Draws. But other than that, we got a guest on the show today. Tell him who you are, son.
Yo, it's your man Big B.
What's good? What's good?
That's what's up. We got Big B in here from the ND show. Yo,
no doubt.
He BMB, came in. Stand up.
He came in bearing crazy gifts.
Yes,
swerving,
sir.
You missing
we
it.
Appreciate you missing out my nickel.
I should have told him y'all like this bottle of water.
You missing it, son.
Yeah, I understand. Maybe he'll ship me something. I don't know.
It's not a problem.
I ain't
not
Charlotte Payne, but you know.
We got some shit on the microfreeze too, waiting.
Yeah, you know that. Goodness. You know how the microfreeze do, son.
Yes, I do. I'll be up there in a couple of weeks, so be ready.
Okay, that's what's good, no doubt. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest, we're going to get right in. This is a couple of people, Brevard, I'm not going to use this whole government. I know nowadays everybody's sensitive about that. Sent us a nice letter. It says about the Kool G Rap situation with that kid Grant. That he said, I know Kool G Rap used to put smack down on Superhead. This is a downward spiral in his career. Is this karma? Wicked.
You brought Superhead back to the game again, B? You talked about her a couple weeks ago.
Yo, I'm reading the joint from Brevard.
Oh, okay.
This isn't me.
This isn't you bringing it in.
No, right, I'm just reading the joint. And it ain't got nothing to do with her. Is this karma? You a karma, nigga.
Yeah, I think it is. You know you do dirt, you get dirt.
Okay. Yeah, that's all.
Well, you also know that she was looking for dirt, so she got what she was looking for.
Yeah, that's
true.
Unfortunately,
I don't mean to say it had nobody calling the Hip Hop Digest off that, but she knew what she was getting into.
That's real. That's
and
real.
And still getting into.
Yeah, no doubt. Next one, George J., the governor, was itching about that whole Macklemore situation. And I'm paraphrasing, but this is from the governor.
He's got a long ass line.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. I'm paraphrasing.
That's why he's the governor.
This is the governor speaking. Governor was hot. I think the whole Macklemore's whole existence hits a nerve with a lot of folks, whether they're into real hip hop or just casual listeners. To his credit, Macklemore has admitted and addressed the existence of white privilege in hip hop.
He did.
And so he's winning. So is that a problem?
Not a problem for me.
Nope.
Okay. Is Macklemore winning over Big B? Is that a problem?
It's not an issue with me, man. Get your money, make your music, do your thing.
Okay.
But Macklemore loves hip-hop, though.
He does.
No matter how much money he makes, he loves the culture.
But technically, isn't he really doing... I mean, he's doing more... in terms of the acknowledgement of the foundation of hip hop more than these youngsters are doing nowadays.
I agree.
Yep.
I agree.
But see, that's the problem. See, people, youngsters, and I wouldn't even say youngsters, but let's say the modern commercial rap industry wants to be quartered and catered as special when there's nothing special about what they're doing. Then when somebody like Macklemore, who's seen as an outsider, comes in and just picks up the legacy, which modern day commercial rap industry has let go because of the new trends, it's an issue. But shout out to the governor. He was hot about that, yo.
Yes, he was.
No doubt. Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy Slim Jesus.
Damn.
If you don't know about Slim Jesus, is the young Caucasian rapper who's got a cutout. What do they call that shit in Chicago? What do they call that shit? Drill.
Drill.
Yeah, there
yeah,
you
same
go.
As, yeah.
Yeah, same as Chief Keef. He got a drill joint out, said, I like rapping about guns, but I don't live that. He ended up on Vlad TV and said, you know, his whole joint went viral and blew up a little bit. And, you know, he's like, damn, that's not me.
So he admitted that he raps about guns and all that shit, but that's not him.
But that's not him.
No, he got friends that do that, but not him.
Cartoon rapper.
Cartoon character. So anyway, a couple of people, the internet's chimed in, and the internet was saying, if you got a problem, if you have no problem with Officer Ricky, then you shouldn't have a problem with this guy.
Ding, 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 ding.
And good then answer. Somebody else chimed in and said, Drake is a rich Canadian who grew up in the suburbs and don't even write his own lyrics, but everybody wants to give him a pass. Everybody got a problem with Slim.
According to Drake, he grew up in Tennessee and
I don't know
wasn't
about,
that rich. He was poor.
I don't know about all that. But I do know that everybody got a problem with Slim Jesus because he's blowing up the spot right now. Let me run a few names down for you. Slim Jesus, that video you sent me, Swerving.
And, yeah, I forget his name.
Mickey Zobel, another young Caucasian rapper who's got Biggie Smalls imagery and maybe a couple Biggie Smalls lines. Slim Jesus himself, Post Malone, Grant. What you have here is a lot of young Caucasian rappers who are using African Americans as thugs in the background. As props and
validation,
as validation, right? And you know, again, like I said, hip hop on a commercial level is not special. Okay, let's just get right down to it. I know, you know, people, you know, fans. Yo, I'm a fan of Wale. I take exception to that. I'm a fan of rapper so and so. I take exception to that. These guys are now have totally. Are going to supplant all of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Post Malone is the white Fetty Wap. Let's just be trill here.
Yeah.
Come on, man. There's not a dime bit of difference between Fetty Wap's music and Post Malone.
I'm in with the in crowd.
So, you
but
know.
You, can you see the parallel, though? Would you say the same thing going to happen with that type of music that Hammer was making, that Vanilla Ice found that he was able to do?
I find that when the bar is lowered.
Thank you.
I find that when you lower the bar, that everybody sort of jumps in. Everybody can get into the pool. Everybody loves 3 feet in the pool. Nobody drowns.
Well, let me back you up on that a little bit, B, because there are... I mean, I don't know if we can make it actual race because there are dope MCs that are white and there are dope
producers. We're not talking about
white.
MCs here, though.
No,
we're
not. See,
we're talking about
go.
Commercial.
And I did.
Oh, got you, and got I, you.
We're not talking about
yes.
Herbal Kent.
Okay.
I did, okay. And I did say commercial rap industry.
You did.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Did.
I'm all straight right. Saying because I know I get sure. Beat up in the past for that, you know what I mean? For not being, you know, specific enough. I'm talking about the commercial rap industry.
Okay.
You know, where... I think you have a certain amount of African Americans who may find themselves dismayed, you know. Others not so much. They don't care. Post Malone, Fetty Wap, it's all the same thing. It's all good music, as far as you know. I hear from a lot of commercial guys, but I think some people in African American community find themselves dismayed. There's no reason to be because again, when it's only 3 feet, nobody can drown. So it's very easy for these guys to get in. And yeah. They and you talk about authenticity. Well, Slim Jesus is as real as you get out there. You know, I don't have to be from Chicago, Keith Chief style, killing niggas to do that type of music.
Yo, you want to know what even makes him more real?
What's that?
Was that he put that disclaimer at the front of the video, B.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? He's like, these are not real guns.
Oh, he ain't trying to have feds running up on his ass.
Right. That's some real shit right there.
No doubt. So, you know, shout out to that whole new group of young guys on the commercial level. You know what I mean? Hasten, you know, the demise of this music. It would make me a happier guy.
Big B kind of quiet, though. Do you even know of these artists we're talking about?
Man, I tried my best to steer clear. I let you guys get me as close to it as possible.
You like to admire it from a distance.
Absolutely.
See the snakes inside the cage. There they are.
I'm cringing for the day my daughter turns it on, and I'm like, no. She's doing good.
She might not, though.
She's still on the Disney Channel, so I'm like,
there you go.
That's good. That's what's up.
She's not down with Fetty Wap and them yet.
Okay. No, sir. So we're going to go to people that I know you know about. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, T.I. and Iggy Azalea have ended their business relationship. And then right after that, is not even 24 hours after your boy was on Ebro and them, he retracted a lot of that shit. But in any case, your boy, Q-Tip got something to do with it. T.I. was on the radio station with Ebro and them talking about, you know, he tried to hook Iggy Azalea up. He tried to smooth this shit over with the hip hop community, tried to smooth it over with Q-Tip. If you don't remember, Q-Tip sent her 40 hip hop lessons. And she basically said, fuck that. I'm not going to have any motherfucking old rapper coming at me playing hip hop Hollywood squares and telling me about rap.
Fuck you, nigga.
Basically. So anyway, Q-Tip said, I got that all smoothed out. But she got people in her camp saying, don't worry about that girl. You bigger than Q-Tip. You better than Q. You better than all them. You got hit records. They broke. In the words of French Montana, you broke, nigga.
Don't believe the hype.
So, Iggy Azalea is, and then this to me was the most embarrassing thing. Then she put out her own statement talking about, oh, T.I. was getting too excited, you know, up at Ebro and shit. And our relationship, our business relationship is solid.
You ain't leaving me.
Like, you can't leave me out here like this. Nigga, you just gonna walk out and leave me?
Sound like to me, her lawyer called up somebody's lawyer and was like, I don't want to have to sue you.
For defamation.
There you go.
I talk about people. Nobody can't talk about me.
Well, I'm just saying. Big B. Is that a problem? T.I., I think T.I.'s losing a lot of traction personally. I mean,
T.I. is putting his hands into too much stuff. He needs to just concentrate on what he's doing because, I mean, shit, wasn't it just a few months ago he was being outcast as an old rapper himself?
He was.
He is an old rapper. He's young boy, shit. He ain't Migos. Migos the new niggas in Atlanta now.
Well, I mean, at any time, the T.I. and those niggas will make a record together. I'm sure of it.
I'm quite sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean. So anyway, I don't know, man. I'm not worried about Q-Tip. He's still on television. He's still making reality TV shows. He's still, I mean, getting paid. I guess that's the new standard that we're dealing with here, you know. I don't know about his music. It was funny. He was up Ebro talking about his music. I didn't think it was all that good personally. So,
I missed that one.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Next up, go to Hip Hop Digest. Houston rapper Sauce Walker. Now, I really hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I don't know. I don't care if you're pronouncing it correctly. Is his music good?
Well, it depends on what you think is good. He actually, Sauce Walker, comes for Drake and put the Culture Vulture label on him with a diss record. Now, not that this guy from Houston is a big name rapper or whatever, but I find something on the internet that was very interesting. Drake fans do not want this to become a trend.
Of course not.
Whether if it's big MCs or small MCs, every other week some new joker want to make a diss track. So they Twittered this Sauce Walker to death, you know, talking about this, that, and the third. But the reality was is that the Sauce Walker apparently must be a very informed individual because he blasted Drake at this something called the Houston Appreciation Weekend and said that Drake want to show up and only give back by tricking on Houston area strip club dancers.
Mm.
Wow.
Drake said he don't give a damn what Walker got to say, shouting at the Houston concert.
Oh, Walker must have hit a nerve.
I love Houston with all my heart, says Drake. You know, he got emotional about it.
Drake connections down there.
You know what I mean? He was like, fuck what them niggas talking about. The internet's chimed in and said, I don't think people dislike Drake as much as they dislike what he represents. Here you have a kid who's on a teenage soap opera rapping about being the realist and perfectly intimidating a myriad of styles. So you got a couple of things going on. You got Drake fans, and I'll recap for you. You got Drake fans who's hoping each week from either unknowns or knowns a diss record. You don't want that to be start becoming a trend. Okay? You got Drake himself who's saying that not Tennessee, Kurt G, Houston is where his heart is.
Okay.
And fuck them local niggas who's talking shit. Okay? Sauce Walker saying the only thing you do is come to Houston and spend a lot of money in the strip club. And then to the general feeling of, do we really fuck with Aubrey like that? I mean, we know Aubrey make rap records and he's a very wealthy individual, but he, you know, just not real.
He's not real in a lot of people's eyes.
Right.
And that's probably a sore spot with him.
There's eyes back here that agree with that.
Yeah. So he doesn't like that shit. So it gets under his skin a lot. That niggas keep taking shots at him for not being real. Well,
but that's easy though.
I mean, he's an easy target. He's the biggest fish out there. He is the biggest nigga in the game. Matter of fact, he's on top of the game. There's nobody
right,
bigger than
falsely,
him in rap
though.
Right now. He is that shit.
Falsely.
Now, you know what? I wouldn't even say falsely, but the underpinnings that what makes him big don't make him big in previous generations' litmus test. And really, doesn't make him big at the current smell test, because if you put him on the general hip-hop smell test, it's not correct because, again, he's basically a pop star. He's an actor. He does all those things very well. So, of course, he can make hit records. I mean, I don't know. I mean, damn, it's almost like some Keith Partridge shit.
Damn.
I mean, the Partridge family. No, 100. The Partridge family was 100. And Keith Partridge, if you look at his one of them behind the music joints.
I hear you back there, Big B.
He's doing the Partridge Family television show during the week, and every weekend he's going out and doing mad concert tours, yo.
I mean, yeah, he was.
You know, Keith Partridge is that man.
Yeah, he was kidding.
You know what I mean?
But these niggas ain't satisfied with that, though. They want it all. They want the street cred. They want the pop cred. They want the hip hop cred. They want it all.
Oh, I don't. You know what?
All
I don't
that.
Even think that they want that. I think that they are protecting his week to week legacy. You know, as that is the new standard on commercial rap. The week to week legacy.
Week to week.
This nigga got a week to week clock. Like, well, next week he might be done.
I'm just saying. Look, this is the key thing. You got cats out there who, and I'm using Meek Mills because he's the best example, talking about after two very tepid, and I mean tepid, diss songs, talking about Meek Mill's career could be over. Then talking about how did the brain trust down at Rick Ross's label or Nicki Minaj people not advise him not to diss a gentleman. Are you fucking kidding me? This shit sounds like a damn boardroom, and we're talking about whether we're going to put out soap powder or not.
And that's what it's like, though.
This is ridiculous.
That's what it's like.
You know what I mean? Again, nobody, this is not the battle in the basement or on the radio station week after week after day after day. You know, the like you said, the Beanie Siegel, Jada Kisses, you know, even the Nas and Jays. You got Jay putting 3 and 4 joints out. You know what I mean? You know?
It's not the same.
It's just not the same.
It's a microwave generation. And
so that's
and
what I'm
proves
saying.
That.
Right.
This proves that to the full.
Exactly. So
you can put out 2 songs in a week and shut a nigga down and say this nigga never come back, can't do nothing else. Then what the hell is that?
That is the week-to-week situation that Drake fans. So anyway, to get back to Walker or Sauce Walker, or I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I just like the way you saying that shit, Sauce Walker.
Yeah, I mean, I could be totally butchering this nigga's name. I'm sorry about that. But the point I'm saying is that You know, you don't want too many of them niggas popping up. And so, you know, he got trounced out there for that shit.
But the Sauce is just trying to make a name for itself. Mm-hmm. That's all it's about. Sauce is trying to get out there, and dissing Drake is going to get your name. You're going to get some, matter of fact, you're going to get all kinds of publicity for dissing Drake.
Hey,
but
hey,
it better be
good or bad. Good or bad. Niggas, his beehive, or what do you want to call them niggas, the Drake hive, they going fucking jump all over your ass immediately, because like I said, they're protecting this nigga's week-to-week legacy.
Right.
And they have to protect it because this is their god. This is their god. He is the sixth god, as he calls himself. This is their god. He is everything. And they have nobody else to stand on.
There you go.
Either you like Drake, or you like Kendrick Lamar. So which one is it?
I hope Mr. Sauce's name is better than, I mean, I hope his music is better than his name.
Exactly.
Because,
that's why I was saying, I don't give a damn what you're calling him. It's his
Sauce
music,
is not a good thing.
Man, I don't Mumbo have a clue sauce, what he nigga. Sounds like. Look, actually, I thought it was another Waka Flocka situation.
Nah. It's got
like, who the hell is a sauce, liquor, sauce? What the fuck?
Anyway, Houston, stand up. He's one of Houston's finest, apparently.
Okay.
No doubt.
I don't know.
Okay. That's what's up. No doubt. We want to rest in paradise out to Moses Malone.
For sure.
Yes, indeed.
That basically takes care of the mid-70s to mid-80s Philadelphia 76ers front line with Caldwell Jones, Daryl Dawkins, and now Moses Malone. Yo, let me tell you something. First of all, you know, I don't know. You got to be of a certain age to understand how devastating Moses Malone was. Considering that I'm a Los Angeles Laker fan, and he put a stake in my heart when he swept us.
Fo, for real.
He swept us. He put a stake in my heart. Kareem couldn't do nothing with him. But I'm sorry about that. But anyway, we certainly wanted to say rest in paradise. He was actually the first person. He was Kevin Garnett before Kevin Garnett, drafted directly out of high school. You know, in the pros. Where did they say he was from? Petersburg High School in Petersburg, Virginia. He actually had signed a letter of intent to attend the University of Maryland.
Absolutely.
Lefty.
Wow. Yes.
You know what I mean? I didn't know that.
Can you imagine what that would have looked like?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't imagine. So that would have been crazy. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's what's up. Rest in peace. And also along with that, we want to say get well to Freeway, who certainly found himself in a situation that was very dire. Kidney failure.
Wow.
Had to receive emergency dialysis. He's doing very well, according to the last reports that I've seen. You know, so we want to say, you know, get well and stay healthy as best you can to Freeway.
Wow. No doubt.
I'm going to drink this beer for you, sir, because you can't.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no doubt. Indeed. So, you know, that's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Lupe Fiasco and Talib Kweli blast a complex writer for mentioning their names in an article about Drake and Future's mixtape. Anyway, this is a very interesting.
Talk about Drake and Future's mixtape?
No, we're not talking about
that
them.
Shit is trash.
We're not
man.
Talking about Ooh. Them. Yo, well, we may get to that just a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to get to that. Somebody by the name, check this out. Somebody by the name of Angel Diaz wrote this. And again, I'm paraphrasing because, you know, I can't read that well. He was like, and I quoting, sorta, kinda, "You old head, super lyrical motherfuckers need to get over yourselves."
Talking to us.
Talking to us. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's talking to us. "Every time some new rap drops, you sound bitter." Now, that word is getting a lot of traction since they heard it here first.
It fits us to a T. We some bitter ass niggas. So I guess we some bitter motherfuckers. So he goes on to say,
"This ain't that real shit." Exactly. What is that real shit then? Wasn't turn up music, and how did it evolve? Isn't this real music? I'm tired of you cats. You make my head hurt. You can't be listening to Talib Kweli and that deep shit that Lupe be singing at a barbecue.
Why not? I guess at their barbecue, you can't listen to that shit.
He was like, right. Don't nobody want to hear that shit all the fucking time. So there's a couple of things here, Mr. Angel Diaz, and I'm sure I didn't read this correctly, but the gist of it is like every time one of my heroes drop, y'all always got something negative to say. Fuck y'all niggas. And number two, this ain't the shit that me and my friends want to hear at the barbecue, okay? And then, more importantly, and this is the key thing, your boy, in trying to be a smart ass, okay, he fucked up. Because he picked the worst two motherfuckers that he wanted to throw in as a representative of quote-unquote real hip-hop or backpackers. Because them two motherfuckers been running from that legacy for a good minute. Okay?
Damn, that's you know you're fucked up, right?
But that's the key thing. He picked Lupe and Talib, the two niggas who run from that. The first thing I seen on your boy Talib Kweli's Twitter handle is the fact that he made a song with Gucci Mane and he named three other nut niggas.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first thing.
And we did call that out, though.
Yo, we did. Lupe Fiasco, of course, still running the tread, talking about he come from, you know, the sensibilities of 8-Ball and MJG, real gutter South shit, you know what I mean? Fuck all. Fuck all that. Fuck all that fucking college boy shit Lupe talking about. That's not where his heart is.
Oh, man.
And so they both got on Angel Diaz and shit. You know, and I just thought that was real interesting how he picked them two niggas. Angel, the next time you want to pick nigga, you might want to say Chuck D and Q-Tip. You get a lot more mileage out of that. You know,
yeah, he was just going for something easy, B. He thought low-hanging fruit was gonna save him. Can't eat them berries, B.
Yo, ain't that the type of shit? Don't eat them berries. That poison.
Right. Leaves of, what is it? Leaves of three, let it be.
So, even though I read that article, I did read that one. I seen that one come across. And Angel is a 30-plus. Angel saying that, did say that that person, I don't know if it's a girl or a guy. I guess you said it's a guy.
I don't
likes
know. Yeah.
Hip hop, our era of hip hop, that person does like our era of hip hop, but they like this era too. They like both eras and don't understand why niggas hate on that so hard that they can't like both backpack music and that music at the same time. And I felt a little bit on
that.
You
ain't gotta.
I mean, you don't have to, but I felt a little bit on that. I like both on some cases. I can listen to both sides, but a lot of that shit is straight trash, and that's why it gets beat up so much.
I just don't understand how he says that you can't listen to that at barbecues.
Like, what's the problem?
I mean, what, you can't eat ribs and get some knowledge at the same time?
Nah, you guys are strippers and shit at the barbecue.
You got, you know what I'm saying? You got to have some ones ready to throw up in the air, yeah, nigga.
Now, actually, I was thinking about the barbecues, and, you know, we do barbecues. The daddy Q situation is always, you know, a situation that's real. I don't know if I'm going to play a lot of Future with my mom and my grandma at the barbecue. Now, I'm just saying.
No, see, that's just not even barbecue appropriate, the shit that they talking about. Yeah, you want to hear Fetty Wap talking about how he going to kill a nigga. Yeah. For fucking with this girl.
But you know, I beg to differ because I don't want to be enjoying this plate that I just fought for to get and stack just right. And I got to listen. I don't want to hear that when I'm trying to eat. You know what I'm saying? Give me something I can bob my head to and understand what they're saying.
Well, that's what I was wondering. So when he pulled out the barbecue playlist, I was like, wow, you know, I just generally, you know, it's sort of down the middle, a lot of 70s and 80s R&B, Luther Van, Anita Baker type of thing. Because again, your mom, your grandma, then you got...
Nah, not today.
No, not
mom,
today.
Mom, grandma, and nigga,
first off, one, if you at the barbecue, one of them going to tell you to turn that shit off anyway. Exactly. Like, what is that? Right. Who is that?
And see, King, I'm going to put it on air right now. I stole one of your terminologies.
Word?
Because I felt that it needs traction. It needs to get around. The rattlesnake music.
That's E-Color's terminology.
Yeah, right. Rattlesnake music.
I give it to you then.
That's from him riding on the trains in D.C., listening to these youngins play that shit.
Fucking rattlesnake music.
Wow.
And then more important.
Slithering.
And then more important. I think we go, more important, I think we should examine Lupe and Talib themselves, how they both immediately just flew into a rage because they themselves still haven't shed the backpack, you know.
Because that's their best work. They don't know that yet. They don't realize their best work was in the backpack community. They don't realize it yet. They still think that their best work is ahead of them. Well, if you go back to the backpack community and do what you did before, maybe your best work is ahead of you.
I guess it really is hard because
they're delusional.
I'm still playing Black Star. I'm still, you know, I mean, real talk. I mean, you know, no disrespect to Talib. I know he's trying to, you know, pay his bills, and I know he got a wife and all of that shit to take care of. And
but my thing is, if you're trying to shed that, when you come on tour, don't sing that shit no more.
See, there you go. Now you're confusing people.
Right, because people are going to want to hear the hits from that.
Absolutely.
Right. They all this new shit that you think is paying your bills now.
Ain't nobody want to hear that shit. nobody want to see you bring out any of these niggas to get on stage with you.
Right.
Nobody wants to see that.
As soon as you say on the mic, look, I want to hit y'all with this new joint, that's when I go get my drink.
Exactly, because soon as you started hearing that rattlesnake sound, you know, right, this nigga's about to hit some shit.
Absolutely.
You do not want to hear.
I will wait a couple weeks, and I'll listen to Kurt G's albums of the week, and if it's on there, then I'll listen to it then. But right now, I'm getting me an Apple Crown.
I fucks with the Apple Crown too, my nigga.
Oh my God.
Okay.
12 doubles at the Skins game last week.
Oh, wow.
I still got a half a bottle left at the crib.
Oh, boy. Yo, Swervin', this is something like old school shows I'm back then, nigga.
I'm about to be salty. Can we go on with the show, please?
Oh, man, no doubt.
He asked me, too. He's like, yo, what do the brothers drink? I'm thinking this motherfucker.
You mad as a motherfucker inside, like, man, fuck them niggas.
They don't drink shit.
Them niggas, fuck them. Vegetarians, don't bring them niggas nothing.
You should have just said, OE. Them niggas, they just drink.
Right? Oh, that would have been worse.
But I told the truth, though, right?
Yeah, you did. No all doubt. Right. No doubt. That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Ice-T is not a fan of the new Kanye West Yeezy Season 2 line.
Really?
Well,
who is?
Nah, I'm just saying, usually I'm not looking at a topic like that for the show, but there were so many fashion, like people who comment on fashion and shit and was like, that Kanye West fashion show shit was horrid.
Wasn't really fashion. Yo, I got something to tell you real quick on that, though.
Oh, what's up?
Because my girl's daughter's into modeling and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So I asked her,
that's her whole thing in college. So I asked her, I said, you know, when you see fashion shows, ain't nobody wearing that shit that they be walking down the runways with. Big ass feathers hanging off of them and shit, triangle hats and shit. Nobody's wearing that shit. So to Kanye's defense, all he's doing is the same shit they doing. There's some millionaire, billionaire talking about, oh, I'll pay $25,000 for that dress or whatever the fuck. When regular fuckers like us, they don't give a fuck about that. So I don't even know why it's an issue. Because Kanye know that shit ain't nobody wearing that shit on the street.
Well, I think that Kanye was upset and people in Kanye's camp is upset is because what you said is probably correct, but they dissed still his shit. Okay, that other Fashion Week shit that Russell and P. Diddy and them niggas show up at the Sean John show. They wasn't dissing that.
Nah, because it's regular-ass clothes. Kanye's trying to be like them other shits, like I said. Big-ass feathers and shit. Motherfuckers walking down
shit. That shit look like the latest in roots
fucking
wear.
Plexiglass jackets and shit.
So your man Ice-T said, you know, first of all, Ice-T said a couple of things, but one of the things he said was funny. He was like, first of all, that shit looked like future slave gear.
Thank you. Thank you.
And number two,
look like past slave gear.
And then number two, he was like, you know, a lot of people scared to say something. I'm not pop a dig at the whole industry. I can say something. That shit is whack.
There you go.
So Ice-T came right out on Kanye and shit. And go ahead, man. I mean,
I think the difference is, first of all, I don't know none of them high end designers, them dudes that Jay-Z sang about in his song with. I don't know Tom Ford's and them.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
So nobody cares because Tom Ford ain't trying to sell to regular niggas. Tom Ford don't care. But Kanye is still trying to be like, look, I'm connected, but look what I could do. Like that fucking shit from Saturday Night Live. Look what I can do. Nobody gives a fuck about that.
Kanye went, I don't know the designers because I can't name any off the top of my head, but Kanye went to their approval. Okay, and usually yep. when he goes into rants and he's upset, it's because he's still not getting their approval.
Exactly, but who is he complaining to?
I don't know, because I mean...
regular niggas just listening to him right. on, and, with and, Sway and
then,
and
then when a regular nigga like Ice-T diss him for the bullshit he putting out, he get mad.
You're talking about Ice-T broke.
Wow.
I
want to
be Ice-T broke. I want to be Ice-T broke.
Yeah, after a 20-year stint on a major television show, I'd love to be that type broke.
I want to be that broke.
If we can just get these dudes to stop wearing these shirts that look like they snap between their legs, I'll be happy.
There's a name for them that I don't know.
Change your pamper, motherfucker.
Damn.
Hey, man, look, I had a young guy tell me, he was told me point blank that I don't understand fashion.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I don't understand
you.
Fashion.
That's the best
either.
Compliment you could have given.
I mean,
because I damn sure don't understand none of this shit.
If fashion is what Brandon Marshall wore for his interview, then I don't give a fuck about fashion.
These niggas be outrageous with they shit, yo.
Yo, he had skin tights on, B. Fucking stockings.
Ridiculous. That shit don't make no fucking sense.
White fucking leggings, like, my
you
nigga.
You put this on and nobody told you, yo, you gonna put
with
some pants over that?
Jacket.
Yo, you gonna put some pants over top of that shit, yo? Are you really gonna leave the house with that shit on, son? Are you really gonna leave the house with that on?
Yo, that old Cam Newton shit. Oh. That dude from the play with Kevin Durant, the other kid that
Westbrook
be wearing that crazy shit.
See, the difference
what's
the
dude
is
from Miami, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade. Some tight ass suits he be wearing, yo. You be like, what the fuck is y'all niggas thinking, yo?
You see, when we was coming out, we would watch dudes or groups on stage, and they would wear costumes on stage. These people are wearing costumes in the streets now.
No doubt.
Regular, and having these kids think that's the cool shit to do. And they fucking emulating these motherfuckers. Like, come on, are you serious?
Well,
open-toe sandals, my nigga.
Hey, look, I trust me. I know what you're saying, because I've told niggas about that jelly shit. And niggas didn't believe me and shit, but I digress.
But that's why we sound old and meta.
No, but the key thing...
Because niggas don't understand that fashion.
I'm just saying. So, you know, when you come up and you see some things, I mean, I guess your Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, their gear was not accessible to me.
Nope.
Okay. Now, an Adidas tracksuit was accessible to me. So, I mean, I understand that type of emulating your heroes. You know what I mean?
Carhartt,
I get it.
Lumberjacks, but fucking tights, my nigga?
You can buy Carhartt at Sunny Surplus, my nigga. That's accessible. You know what I mean? You can't buy the Yeezy season at
Yo,
Sunny
legs
Surplus.
Is still accessible, too.
Nigga, I want to be able to breathe, nigga. Right. You want kids in your future.
Blood
that
is still accessible.
Niggas got nut huggers on.
Feet.
Stop that.
Yo, they off that Joe Namath. They don't give a shit.
Oh, no doubt. So, Kerji, you got your shit together?
Yes, sir. All right, this week we got Starvin' B, Seven Train Lungs, and we got Meticulous, the Meticulous LP, and the instrumental joint is Catano Beats, The Collection. And I also got an announcement to make. Our man over at Four Elements, Just Jace, is going to be doing a monthly feature for us where we're going to add a little flavor to the show. Yes, sir, I appreciate it. And I heard that mix that you did for us, brother. That is nice.
That's
he's cutting and scratching. So once the money's going to give us one of those special treats with new songs on it, and I'll be putting them at the end. As a matter of fact, at the end of this show is where we're going to start the first one at the end of this
special
show.
Mix from Four Elements
there you
Radio.
Go.
Yes. No doubt. So anyway, let's get to our special guest real quick. Big B from his show.
In person.
Whatever with this fine gifts.
Yes,
you
gave us shot glasses, my
nigga. Damn, again?
Yes.
Can we just move forward?
You upset, my nigga? You sound bitter.
I am a bitter ass nigga right now.
So anyway, Big B, tell everybody about your show and how you get down.
Wow. Okay, so I am the head of the In Deep show. I got a crew with me. Right now, my crew consists of my man, Mark the Doc Wally. I got my girl Queenie, and we have a newcomer to the show, Dammit Gina.
Okay.
Uh-oh. And you know, and but I'm not gonna forget my girl, Thug Princess Drew Baby. You know, right now she got some family things she needs to take care of, and I respect and I love her for that, because most people don't take care of family. So she's doing that. She has our blessings. She'll be here when she can be here. Otherwise, that's what's up. In Deep Show, man, we just talk about everything, man. We pop culture. We talk about relationships. For some reason, people like trust us to handle their relationship and marital issues, and they send it in to us, and they, I hope they're not taking all our advice, because we twist it sometimes.
So he's giving you a disclaimer right now.
Yeah, so I mean, you can send it
Don't go home and smack the shit out your girl thinking that she's going to get a good result.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
So, you know, that's what's up. We have some other shows. Some of them, I'm going to be honest with you, they just kind of fall by the wayside. I just started a new job, and that shit is kicking my ass, so I can't hit all the shows like we used to. But they're all coming back. Just come to Indeed and check us out, man. All we ask is listen to 5 shows. We used to say listen to 3 shows. If you don't get us by then we understand if you got to go. But I'm going to ask for 5 shows, because we on some different shit. So give us 5 shows. If you don't understand us by then, we're going to understand if you don't want to come back.
That's what's up. No, that's what's no doubt.
Well, we fucks with you, my nigga.
No doubt.
Thank you, sir.
No doubt. Definitely. About that. So I guess that's it. That's all.
Oh, nah, B. First of all, we gonna address DJ Q right here.
Oh,
right
snap.
Now. Because you know he's been calling you out all week, right?
He has been, and I'm gonna
I got him today,
okay,
though.
Okay.
Because they know you don't really fuck with video.
I so don't.
He was like, I got him. He figured that was an easy win. But that is not to say that over there in them thousands of records that there are not
First of all, let me say, you know, shout out to DJ Q. I see he upped the game with the video, especially off that De La Soul intro joint or whatever.
No doubt.
I knew that was off that De La Soul. That's that Fifth Dimension jump off, I'm assuming, you know, because it was Bell Records, so I'm just assuming. Now, I got an Android phone, and you know you can't be sending. I send all the shit that I put up, or I don't put shit up. Swerving puts that shit up. I send all that shit to him, so I can't send him a video through an Android phone and it looks good. So I'm not in that video thing, and I don't fuck with video anyway.
You're just the anti-Android commercial right now, boy.
Oh, it's damn sure.
Nah, I fuck with
they
Android.
They actually got crisp, beautiful video and pictures.
Nah, well, but in any case, the point I'm saying.
Send us the phone so we can see.
So the point I'm saying, yo, 100, yo, DJ Q. Look, I know DJ Q got the vinyl and he got the break beats, okay?
Oh, my I think nigga, when I'm about to have your back right here. 1,000, my nigga. Okay. You know how many fucking samples we got up in this bitch?
I know we do, but yep. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to unleash a series on a nigga, and that's going to settle everything. That's what I'm about to do. I'm going to unleash a series, and it's going to settle everything. Shout out to DJ Q. We know what's good, son.
No doubt.
So that's what's good. We're good?
That's it.
All right.
Can I say one thing before
there
we
is,
get
I'm
out of
sorry,
here?
There is one more thing.
Oh,
God
we got
damn.
Two things. You and Big B got some things. Go ahead.
Big B, since you're the guest, you go ahead, because I want to leave something. So go ahead.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say thank you so much for opening up, you know, allowing me to be here with y'all. This is seriously, you know, something that I've looked forward to for a long time. I've always, in listening, looked up to you guys as like the big brothers of something that I've always loved and, you know, held dear to my heart. And just to hear the next, you know, so many people look to me for music and stuff like that. And for me to listen to you guys, and it's like the next level, then I'm like, shit, I didn't even know that was there. So to be able to rock out with y'all is amazing.
That's what's up.
Thank
you.
No doubt.
Come back anytime. You know where the house is at now, brother.
Absolutely.
Come on through. Let us know. Hit us text or whatever. Like, yo, I'm coming through. Fuck it.
My
we record Friday night.
I bring gifts.
Yes, yeah. You bringing gifts, nigga. Come through anytime.
No doubt. So, Swerman, what's good, my nigga?
Yeah, I was just going to once again remind that people got to go to hiphopdigestshow.com, because there's more than the show there. There's videos. There's all kind of shit. So, you know, we spreading ourselves real thin, but we want people to realize where the brain and the heart is. So stop on by.
And we got some winter gear on their way too.
Exactly.
We got the Hip Hop Digest hoodies coming. for all niggas, right. if y'all want to get, if y'all interested. For so we're trying to find a new distributor though.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, because them last cats for the t-shirts, God. They ain't do us right.
That was painful, but we learned.
Yep.
All right, that's it. That's all. We'll see you next week.
All right, peace.
One.
Chill.
Right now, you're locked on to the Hip Hop Digest with King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green. Log on to www.hiphopdigestshow.com now.
Yeah, it's going down, number flavor, it's your dog Chuck Chill Out from New York City, BLS in full effect. When I'm in Trinidad, I'm checking out the number one DJ in Trinidad. It's my dogs, Just Jace. Big shout to the technicians. My man Just Jace is number one in Trinidad. Yo, I'm out, peace!
Love ride. Check it out. Kool-Aid. Brick City in the house. Spanish Harlem, Brooklyn, all that good. Sorry, lo que es. We shutting down these bitch ass niggas. Tired of y'all. Swear to God, make me wanna bang my. We shutting down these bitch ass niggas. Tired of y'all. Swear to God, make me wanna. We shutting down these bitch ass niggas. We shutting down these bitch ass niggas. We shutting down these bitch ass niggas. Tired of y'all. Swear to God. We shutting down these bitch ass niggas. Swear to God. Make me wanna bang my head in the wall. Fuck them all with a capital F. Woosah. Now that I got that off my chest, see me fresh to death in that helmet lane. But a soft IQ of a genius, but I can't turn the gutter off. From a different cut of cloth. Bought in school, gangster, Bellsburg, Dayton, High Street. Fuck is y'all, pimp out of Patterson. Skeeted in my mother bra. There I was, what a doll. Bad habits rubbing off. This ain't no fantasy football. I whoop y'all ass. Try me, I show you what's grimy. I show you what it mean to be the best rhyme chick. Never slip when I spit. Tom Toms is not six. And I ain't trying to make that a story. In fact, I ain't trying to say nothing. Sean P said it for me.
Yeah, ma, you ain't gotta say nothing. Already, these suckers stay frontin'.
Come on,
y'all gon' make us spray something. Instead, we overseas, straight stuntin'. Ma, you ain't gotta say nada. Respect that, they gotta when they holler.
Alright,
or else Steve could get gang mala. If it ain't about that dollar, then why bother?
Forever be flaunt shit. Head full of stones, the infinity gauntlet. I walk with broke niggas that can't afford shit. Raw shit, full spit, left in the morgue stiff.
Just Jace, Jace.
Come with the velour, bitch. Gear's gorgeous, the footwear is enormous. I'm raising the head, I'm burning the fire. I'm David Banner, I'm changing the tire. You know me, homie, the hoodie black. Phony, homie Joe Z and the pussycat. Ain't nothing new to the speech, bitch. Beat a nigga down like the Jews did Jesus. Passion of Christ. It's the passion of price. Backwards, slap with a gun, stab with a knife. Nigga, to say what Sean say, it take 10 J's, he's in 3,000 Andres, bitch. Yeah. Nigga. Sean, who?
For everything. It's crazy on the road. Let's go. Just told my nigga how much I appreciated him for everything. Just told my nigga how. Just told my nigga how much I appreciated him for everything. It's crazy on the good ones go. Why? Damn, I reminisce over you. 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 I reminisce over you, my God. I reminisce over you. I reminisce over you, my God. I reminisce over you. I reminisce over you, my God. I reminisce over you. Yeah. Listen, let your fans smell the roses while your niggas hate. Listen,
Let your fans listen. Let your fans listen. Let your fans smell the roses. Why your niggas here? Even the realest niggas alive shed tears. Cause you told me I was nice with mines. You gave me the confidence to even write these rhymes. And you was my slime when the labels went signed. I was the only one who believed in your grind. Laying verses, hope for the mind. Your opinion said my ex was a shit. And you told me to leave her, huh? You made a nigga laugh in the worst times. Surviving to the top while these other niggas climb. Family, even if we ain't have a dime. The brokest rapper, you know it's low, low, the song price. And made my nigga have step the game up on that mic. I don't care what rap you like. He was the illest nigga. I reminisce over you. I reminisce over you, my God. I reminisce over you. I reminisce over you, my God. I reminisce over you. I reminisce over you, my God. I reminisce over you. Yo, yo, I know straight like that, we ain't have to rap. We did Grand Theft and got the fame after. Monkey bars, and I'm blessed that I made the album. I reminisce over you when I play the album. For those who don't know, yeah, I'm a rider partner. I do this out of love for my niggas, so fuck a dollar. Ruck down records, you was taking over. I guess you never know when the law is waiting on you. Your kids and your wife, I'm praying for them. And if anyone front, I'ma be laying for them. A lot of us hurting, right now I'm escaping on them. I'm nowhere to be reached, vacation on them. Everybody knew you was nicer than most. We rock stages together, watch the game unfold. Made classic shit, a true story that's up and sold. I'ma cop a blue chain, diamonds and all gold. I reminisce over you. I reminisce over you, my God. I reminisce over you.
Right now, you're locked on to the Hip Hop Digest with King Killer, Kriji, and E Green. Log on to www.hiphopdigest.com.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Yeah, it's been a minute.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
Rock band doing this shit. East side up. Hearts get to skipping the beat when we ride up. 90059, that's the zip, dog. Don't make me put three in your back. Like Chris Paul, we just go straight to the facts. Been the shit, dog. Even if the globe on my back, down in the pitfall. But top dog drop this shit, haters, they pissed off. He tell me rockin' streets is yours. Go and get yours. Riding with that big ass yapper, with a badass bopper. Swerving lane to lane, past that vodka. All we see is a bunch of dick riders. Fake assholes with silicones in they dreesaws. Cheesy ass chain ran niggas claim they be hard. We don't even believe y'all. What's brackin', nigga? What's crackin', nigga? I never walked the yard, but I ran with killers. And if you got a guilty conscience, what's happening, nigga? You don't wanna meet your heroes. You don't wanna meet your heroes. They known to sink your shit like torpedoes. They say a nigga broke and aggressive. I'm broke and aggressive, that mean I hit your section and press in the green of depression. I'm watching you like Vivo, nigga. I'm peeping through that keyhole, nigga. So my advice, you better change your locks. Cause when I kick those down, nigga, things will pop. I see you getting racks. And I see you getting lax. You see me and my niggas getting strapped. Yeah, the homie, he just got up out the max. It's time to pay just what you owe, so you know you getting taxed. I'm rolling up Phillies, nigga. Thinking about Billy's, nigga. Check come through, yeah. I'm popping the willy, nigga. Straight to the dealership. No flocking, no stealing shit. Straight cash money on my Brian B. Williams shit. Better yet, this is a robbery. Pushing up on your property. Kicking off a monopoly. Business on the same property. It ain't no stopping me. Yeah, I'm fulfilling prophecy. Robberies, yeah, they obsolete. Better keep all your eyes on me. Watch me closely. Move ghostly. Hit them hard like cold cheese. Don't sleep. And after that, I give you something to smoke. That A1 Peruvian. Ain't no cut on his dope.
This one's for me.
Ah, beautiful heart. Well, it's your beautiful home. This one's for America. This one's for America. This one's for America. Our beautiful home. Well, it's your beautiful home.
feels like I'm not even wanted here. You know what that feels like? Probably not. Another black body on the ground, hit a police sirens. They squeeze iron out of fear, they never cease firing. It's like murdering black men became a requirement. We see it frequently happening, that's why we rioting. These liars mentally require rewiring. Once hung us from trees preaching, we don't need violence. Bring the violence, you paranoid how brothers respond. Check your history, the America's got blood on his palms. When you were raised around crime, you gon' react when someone's gonna blast you. Of course you're gonna get nervous with guns pointed at you. Our justice system suffers major flaws. I mean, who died and made you gone? What gives you the right to decide on my lifespan because you feel threatened? And threats are only words if I'm standing without a weapon. You were trained to restrain me in the physical encounter. Instead, you'd rather kill and strike a prison pose around us. Yet you scream that black youth are never listening, you did. See, that boy was only 12, you put a pistol to his wing. Put a bullet in his skull, bullets riddling his ribs. But the law says I can't physically discipline my kids. Or label me a bad parent who doesn't display patience. You kill our babies and receive a paid vacation. We don't believe in your system, too many wrong verdicts. Ain't it a shame we get blamed for our own murder? Black bodies on the ground, maybe life isn't cold. Our death is justified, so our story's untold. It's a fight for our life and the rights that we hold. Maybe it's because we can't be controlled. All I see is brown bodies on the ground, maybe life isn't cold. Our death is justified, so our story's untold. It's a fight for our life and the rights that we hold. Maybe it's because we can't be controlled.
Yeah, yeah. Just case, Rasheed Chappelle, Paula Brown, Soko, yo, yo. I'm a child of the golden age, some say the glory days. You know the crack rock, task force 40 days. Fascinated by the path through the formulas, the antibrush palm. Yeah, yeah. Rasheed Chappelle, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, Rasheed Chappelle, yeah, Brown, yeah, so Rasheed Chappelle, Paula Brown, Soko, yo, yo. I'm a child of the golden age, some say the glory days. You know the crack rock, task force 40 days. Fascinated by the path over formulae. The antibrush pomade, not eat the lay. Rain for 40 days, came for 40 light. And niggas looking like food in they gaudy ice. You know it's polar, the solar drop. Concealed grills behind stills, how to shoot off plot. Watch but don't listen, listen but don't talk. Chalk reveal a victim, niggas killing for sport. Cops treat us like Muslim, we treat them like pork. And they profit from our harm, it's nailed up on the cross. I'm sort of biased to the fires I was bathing. Was taught early from my niggas, never cave in. We made men who made men from our scrotum. Lesson one, question one, I never outgrown. Peace.
This is all back, 24-7, 365, only the strong
survive. Representing from the lands with the guns and good smoke.
This is all back, 24-7, 365, only the strong survive.
Representing from the lands with the guns and good smoke.
Yo, we roll scholars who blow dollars on fast women, fast cars, all the trappings of fast living. No past tense in past tension, we drink away. While the brink of our demise, just a blink away. And just a block away is the next you. Just a stop and cover face in the Glock away. Lock away our secrets, pillow talking at night. Pussy have a nigga slipping, got them risking their life. White girl and black hands, they fight like integration. Immigration, aliens, we will cope. It's supply and demand, divide and expand. The God gave us jewels and the tools in our hands. We buy products of bought product with no cut. We programs and program the post stuff. Either we sun duel them or we outdo them. Lesson one, question two, I never outgrown. One.
This is all facts. 24-7, 365,
only the strong survive. Reese is trying to represent in front of the lands with the guns and good smoke.
This is all facts. 24-7, 365,
only the strong survive. Reese is trying to represent in front of the lands with the guns and good smoke.
I could give a fuck about a blog list. I'm reading gun magazines, looking for a contract.
Winchester special edition, leave niggas nauseous. Riding in a Crown Vic I picked up from the auction. Presidents in my pockets, these niggas all dead. I'm in a spider the same color as cornbread. Me and Gene fucking with the help of Gator Boss Head. And most my niggas is tripped, but I want the Porsche red. Yankee Stadium hustled around the corner. Jumping on the Bruckner, backwoods and marijuana. Whole block sweating, it's feeling just like a sauna. I can't predict the future, but bet I fuck up some commas. How it feel to be respected in the projects. Chinese and Kennedy fried, that's all I digest. Can't just get it, be patient, cause it's a process. These niggas don't care about living long as they die fresh. Avoiding the precinct, ducking my demons. Some say I'm conceited, act like I need them. Praying five times a day to clean my sins up. Knowing I'm just trying to pull that Benz up. Avoiding the precinct, ducking my demons. Some say I'm conceited, act like I need them. So I'm praying five times a day to clean my sins up. Knowing I'm just trying to pull that Benz up. I know it's hard to shine, that's why they hate a star. Dirty face towel, shaking Yola in a mason jar. You think you riding, I got some youngins to take your car. Break your legs, then fuck the bitch that'll break your heart. Fuck the 23rd, 25th, and the 14th. NYPD try to put pressure to make us all sing. But me, I can't harmonize, I don't know no melodies. I know about felonies, delinquents full of jealousy. Used to have the dog food, and I ain't talking pedigree. Bully told me he on tour with Trigger, shit is heavenly. I'm still in a junkie house, I promise in a month I'm out. Phone clicking all this chicken, got me in your honey mouth. Crashed up my first whip, could say I took the dummy route. My man took some pills to Virginia, he trying to run the south. Back to the city, it's pretty, niggas is coming out. Cops giving out shots, no longer giving summons out. Clear the summer out. Avoiding the precinct, ducking my demons. Some say I'm conceited, act like I need them. Praying five times a day to clean my sins up. Knowing I'm just trying to pull that Benz up. Avoiding the precinct, ducking my demons. Some say I'm conceited, act like I need them. Praying five times a day to clean my sins up. Knowing I'm just trying to pull that Benz up.
What's up, this your boy, Cali's finest, Raz Cash. Re-up, and I gotta big up my man, Judge Jace, Trinidad's number one DJ. You know he put it down on the ones and twos. That's why they call him the Trini Technician, stupid.
Right now, you're locked on to the Hip Hop Digest with King Killer, Coochie, and E-Groove. Log on to www.hiphopdigestshow.com.
Moved to the U.S., came from Bolivia. Making up lies, try to say she had chlamydia. But they just was jealous, truth is she just was prettier. She was busier, had straight A's, Dean's List, no absence, no late days. Doing her best to fit in with other women. But they talk behind her back and her face is spitting. Minding her business, but the other girls kept warning her. Couldn't help the fact that their boyfriends wanted her. Got a number somehow, the boyfriends calling her. Inside of a dorm room, the girls all cornered her. Pulled the weave out, knocked the teeth out. The Jordans that they couldn't fit, even pulled the feet out. You wonder why to the class she late. They took a razor and they slashed her face. I wonder why we hate. 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 Guys hated Michael, flashy ATVs, motorcycles, strapped in the trunk of his car, loaded rifles, receiving death threats from all the killers and the psychos. Made a lot of money, not enough to move yet. Didn't want to be another victim on the news next. Chilling in the hood, even had the crooks tat him. Girls got an orgasm when they looked at him. John with his girl at home and they going through it. Cause Mike having a party and she going to it. Don't want to hear about Mike no more. She was in the club with Mike just the night before. Wanted to get back at Mike for a spite because he hated that Mike had cars and bikes galore. About the guns in Mike's car, then the vice was called. Hates the law, but it's hate for Mike was more. Why do we hate? I wonder why we hate. 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 Deeply rooted.
can't excuse it. It can make a deaf man hate music. Racism has us hate others without seeing. A blind man can hate colors. There's some places and times that hating belongs. When a loved one dies and you hate that they're gone, here's a way to demonstrate how hating is strong. Right now you listening and hating the song. I wonder why we hate. I wonder why we hate.
You want from a band, bring it in. Mean a metaphor or a simile, you're sending in a synonym. Defending the remnants of everything, anything at all. All for one, one for all of this. Together we fall. We fall in this while we bringing it. Ain't a metaphor or a simile, you're sending in the spinning.
One time, defending like
the remnants and remnants. Everything's ours. All for one, one for like all of this. We fall in the stars.
Regular. Hail Mary's out ahead of speech. PRs and AP. Letting my jeans, they put money on the line for whoever believed. And they heard you and pulled it back like it's better to breathe. Breathe easy, we at the block. See the scenery in a chicken box with a chicken box three-piece. Me that is, champagne on the humble. I leave that shit like where the feedback is. With a Cinderella broad and when she back in, I shift it over like fuck it, she don't need that rib at all. Rap Odell Beckham, outreach, jump out cleats and caught when there was no way to catch him. Me, I'm for the city like a Millie Marsh. I'm from the same block where you saw a Biggie star. So pick a card, any card, tell them pick a heart. And that'll be the Kool-Aid glass I get to pick apart.
You want from a band bringing in. Ain't a metaphor or a simile, you're sending in the synonym. Defending the remnants of everything, anything at all. All for one, one for all of this. Together we fall. We fall in this while we bringing it. Ain't a metaphor or a simile, you're sending in the spinning them. Defending the remnants and remnants. Everything's ours. All for one, one for all of this. We fall in the stars. Live from the sound booth, John Wilkes Booth. I call my sound booth, John Wilkes Booth. Deadly on a medley on a mic like Presley. And avoid the IRS like Wesley. Whiskey with my whistle, coat full of knockoff watches. Ask about the coat, say it's knockoff ostrich. You ain't a shot caller, just a knockoff Costas. You was getting knocked unconscious. My growth stunning them, your growth stunning. Walking my shoes a few steps and both big toes stubbing them. You ain't live the thug life, shut up man, stop. How you flex, even disrespect, color grandpa. I lay dudes out, striking hands on the face till the brain oozes out like a shamrock shake. Invented venom over beats, Willie Wayne of course. That's obvious, like asking if Oprah overdosed. From a band bringing in, ain't a metaphor or simile, you're sending in the spinning them. Defending the remnants of everything, anything at all. All for one, one for all of this. Together we fall. We all in this while we bringing it. Ain't a metaphor or simile, you're sending in the spinning them. Defending the remnants and remnants. Everything's ours. All for one, one for all of this. We fall in the stars. We all.
Just Jace.